This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has expressed concern over the recent ruling of the Supreme Court prescribing a timeline for the president to decide on bills. He said India had not bargained for a democracy where judges will legislate, perform executive functions, and act as what he called the super parliament. Addressing the sixth batch of the Rajya Sabha interns at the Vice President's enclave in New Delhi today, Mr. Dhankar underlined that one has to be extremely sensitive while exercising power.
We cannot have a situation where you direct President of India. And on what basis? The only right you have under the Constitution is to interpret the Constitution under Article 145(3).
The Vice President's remarks came days after Apex Court's verdict in which it set a deadline for the President and the Governors to give assent to legislations. Stressing on the principle of separation of power, Mr. Dhankar emphasized, when the government is elected by people, it is accountable to Parliament where one can ask questions. The Supreme Court today recorded the Union Government's assurance that no fresh appointments will be made to WAF boards or the Central WAF Council under the WAF Amendment Act 2025 until the next hearing. A bench led by Chief Justice Sanjeev Khanna along with Justices Sanjay Kumar and K.V. Vishwanathan also noted Solicitor General Tushar Mehta's assurance that the status of existing WAF properties, including those categorized as WAF by user, will remain unchanged for now. The court directed the centre to file its response within 7 days to the batch of petitions seeking a stay and challenging the constitutional validity of the recent amendments to the WAF Act 1995. Due to the large number of petitions, the bench asked the petitioners to identify 5 lead cases to be heard, while the remaining may be treated as applications or considered disposed of. BJP today said that the National Herald case in which senior Congress leader Sonia Gandhi and Rahul Gandhi have been charge-sheeted by the ED is an open and shut case of corruption and fraud. Briefing media New Delhi, senior party leader and Union Minister Hardeep Singh Puri hit out at the Congress for his protest following the action by the agency. He said the ED's current investigation is not new in this matter, as it is a case that began in 2012-2013, long before the BJP came to power at the centre. The minister added that property worth around 2,000 crore rupees was acquired for just 50 lakh rupees in this case.
ED ने charges file किए तो हमारे जो Congress party में मित्र लोग हैं, they started howling from the rooftops that this is a case of vendetta, that we are using the centre's agencies against them. मैं उनको सिर्फ ये advice देना चाहता हूँ, थोड़ी introspect करें. और मुझे तो हैरानगी है that they are misleading their own cadres. और कांग्रेस पार्टी के जो कार्यकर्ता उनसे वो प्रोटेस्ट करा रहे हैं अगर प्रोटेस्ट सही माने में किसी को करनी चाहिए तो उन कार्यकर्ताओं को कांग्रेस पार्टी के मेंबर्स को अपनी पार्टी के लीडरशिप के खिलाफ करनी चाहिए.
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that the government has reserved 75% of the defence budget for procurement from domestic companies. Speaking at the defence conclave in New Delhi today, Mr. Singh pointed out that defence production in the country has risen from 40,000 crore rupees in 2014 to over 1,27,000 crore rupees today. He added that the government has set a target to produce defence equipment worth 3 lakh crore rupees by 2029. India is working closely with the Belgium for the extradition of fugitive businessman Mehul Choksi. Briefing media New Delhi today, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that the Mehul Choksi was arrested in Belgium following the extradition request made by India.
Based on our extradition request, he was arrested in Belgium. We are closely working with the Belgian side for his extradition to India so that he can face trial in the country.
On 26-11 Mumbai attacks mastermind Tahawud Rana's extradition to India, Mr. Jaiswal said that the extradition of Rana serves as a reminder to Pakistan that it needs to bring to justice other perpetrators of the Mumbai attacks whom it continues to shield. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today chaired a comprehensive review meeting in New Delhi to assess the current status of the Yamuna River and discuss ongoing and future plans for its cleaning and rejuvenation. The agency-wise action plan to clean the river was reviewed in the meeting. Mr. Modi advised that the best available technology should be harnessed to gather micro-level real-time data to measure the flows in the drains as well as monitor the functioning of the sewage treatment plants. And that is the end of this news bulletin.